Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Out with the old and in with the cold this new year. Overnight temperatures were well below freezing in much of the country. And in California's San Joaquin Valley, that cold put a $2 billion citrus industry at risk. Joel Nelson is president of California Citrus Mutual, a trade association for more than 2,200 citrus growers in the region. Joel, how'd things go last night?
It was a long night for most of our industry, as wind machines and frost protection were required somewhere around 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. We've got about 75% of the citrus crop on the tree right now, so there's a lot of vulnerability. And with the forecasted lows and the early dip in temperatures to 30 degrees or lower, growers started their frost protection tools quite early.
And what kind of fruit are we talking about here?
We're talking about the California navel orange crop, we're talking about the mandarins, and we're talking about lemons.
And each of those fruit respond to the cold differently, don't they?
That's correct. The navel orange is the most hardier one, the mandarins the most susceptible to frost damage, and the lemons fall in between, although with the lack of sugar internally, they too are susceptible to frost damage.
And what did we see? Last night was expected to be very cold, saw lows were dipping into the 20s in some areas. What's happened to that fruit on the tree?
Damage was minimal, and the damage that did occur were on those trees farthest away from the wind machines.
Mm.
We're not anticipating any major loss in volume to the consumer, and therefore there shouldn't be any reaction in prices as a result.
So we seem to be out of the worst of it now. But, Joel, this is not the first time that you've seen this. Last year, in fact, I see you lost about a quarter of the crop wiped out by the cold. So what's at stake here with this cold weather?
Last year, it was the first week of December in which we had temperatures plummet for what was forecasted to be a 2 or 3 day frost event, turned out to be an 8 day frost event, and damage was significant. We had more fruit on the tree, the fruit was less mature, therefore the entire industry was a much more vulnerable state. This year, with the additional 30 days on the tree and 30 days a week at harvest fruit, there was less vulnerability and less potential damage. And by the time we run water and wind machines, we're able to elevate growth temperatures by 3 to 4 degrees. You just have to do it all night.
And speaking of water, we know California is in a huge drought right now. When you flood these crops with irrigation water, I imagine it uses a lot of it. Is that a problem for farmers?
It is. We have been canvassing the industry relative to the wells and whether or not their wells are deep enough to access groundwater, and we're running into some problems. Surface water is available on a minimal basis to many of the growers, enough to protect the crop. You don't have much choice. So we're monitoring that rather closely, but knock on wood, so far water has been accessible for all of our industry.
And what may happen further down the road here when that water's needed?
If, in fact, we don't have a sufficient rain or a sufficient snowpack, we'll end up losing acreage. This past year, we estimate that about 10,000 acres of citrus was bulldozed due to lack of water. Time will tell whether or not Mother Nature is going to cooperate this winter. Right now, the early indications is we've got a little bit more snowpack than last year at this time, but it's been insufficient to take us through 2015.
Joel Nelson, president of the California Citrus Mutual, thanks very much and good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.